Richtig. Amanda?
Okay.
Resistors for this evening.
I have my high hat and my whip and my tails and my bikini bottoms on.
How are you, my darling?
Fine.
Good to hear. So is my assessment of his timing just about right?
Off a little bit.
What were they off on? He didn't kiss the Kiri goodbye?
Not exactly, no.
The kids are waiting outside for him. They wake him up.
Pick them up and hug them and kiss them and then carry. Oh, okay, come on, help me come. Come on. Hey, okay, here.
It's been pretty fun last night, honestly.
Kiri's will be in shortly. I think mouth-to-mouth resuscitation is the correct way to describe it. I don't know if he's giving you mouth-to-mouth.
Well, although I understand, thanks to Mark, that this is our last formal session for a little while.
That's correct.
What up?
And there's certain situations going on that need a closer link.
Like what?
Can't say. It's nothing to do with you guys. That's why we've been moved out and we've been put down on low priority list. So we have to have the portable set with a small monitor unit.
Okay.
As a compensation, we do have somebody that is well versed with our channeling sessions in the pyramid. As a
Oh,
technician.
King.
Yes.
Good. Well, that'd be nice. King's a rejuvenated Syrian, some 300 years old, now looking just slightly younger than 18. And
Yes.
has the mindset now of an 18-year-old, but all the stored knowledge of 300 years.
I understand that's supposed to happen so fast.
In the future, I certainly look forward to it.
Yeah, but which one?
Ah,
There's the rub.
that's the question. So you're looking forward to Shakespeare tomorrow, sweetheart?
Yes, very much so.
Have you studied up on Midsummer's Night Dream at all?
What is it, Midsummer's Night Wet Dream?
No, just the
Now,
Titania and
yes, Titania. Puck.
Yes, correct. And bottom.
Yes.
Okay, so we're on a low priority list, but and you can't tell me who's on the high priority list, of
No.
course. So that means there's something, if I deduce this correctly, going on that requires the channeling rooms to be in use for the next month or so on a near continuous basis. Now that leads me to believe that that means that we either got more people starting to channel, which wouldn't make sense, or those people who are channeling need more information on a constant basis.
Something like that. Well,
Right.
I really don't know. It's been kept in the black, as it were. I don't know. All I know is that my reports had something to do with it.
Oh. I see. Okay. No, this isn't it. Oh, can we ask about the question we weren't able to ask last week that I was going to ask you?
Which question is that?
The one on Iraq. The Omal kind of shut me out on.
Refresh my memory.
Okay. Well, we never got to ask it, so Omal read my mind and said we'd deal with it this week. So,
Well,
like,
he's not in the room yet.
oh, good. Let's go with it.
Okay, try. Try me.
All right. Now, a week before, just around Tuesday before that,
Oh, the
that one.
defection thingies.
Yeah, the defection, and one of the defectors, the guy,
Yeah, he's
Saddam's
responsible
brother,
for the nuclear weapons
nuclear
process.
weapon.
No, we can't discuss that.
Well, that's not. You're not sure what I'm asking, though, right?
I can hypothesize with a certainty of about 95%.
Okay.
You want to know how does that affect Iraq's capability to have a nuclear possibility?
The point that I'm making is the fact that he told the investigators who came to question him that Iraq had just canceled the planned invasion of Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, which was had scheduled to happen just prior to his defection. But thanks to his defection, they had canceled those plans.
Total blank, cover his spot.
Oh, really?
Iraq still does not have the capability or is fully recovered to wage war.
Okay, so those troop movements they made were not in preparation for an imminent
No.
invasion.
They were done deliberately to test the response of the Allied nations, mainly one particular nation. Saddam Hussein is testing the water to see what sort of response he would get from the United States to see if it would still be as rapid.
Well, he got a whole bunch of Marines landed in Kuwait the next day. I mean, that's why just worth watching on the film with a bunch of Marines landing.
It doesn't cost him much to move troops down there, but it does cost you a lot of money and a lot of time to transport troops to that area. It's very sensible, actually.
Yeah, but I mean, all it's showing is that,
That he's not afraid of you guys, that he will do troop movements to that area just to test the water to track half of your armed forces overseas. Just for his pleasure, he gets a lot of kick out of watching America scrabble around to watch a third-rate nation. Think about it.
Well, I'm thinking that the world opinion on Saddam at that point is that, he's rattling his saber, but he doesn't even have one. And it makes him look bad.
No, it doesn't. Makes him look good because the United States has fear of him invading, which makes him strong. If the United States sort of like went, you invade, we're going to kick your butt and not respond. And he invades, the Saudi army is strong enough to hold him whilst the United States dispatches a force. The Kuwaiti nation, never mind.
They don't have an army.
That's right. Apart from the palace guard.
Right.
So you can write them off, but you can recapture them quite easily. So to go charging off in the event of a possible hypothetical invasion makes him look strong because your country, your president, fears him invading an oil nation because of the dependency of oil that you have.
Well, also practically an election year, practically.
So therefore he is making your president look like a fool by having to, how many times have they done supposed exercises in that area since the war?
The Gulf War, numerous times.
Numerous times. It's like every 6 months they have exercises there.
We kind of got a treaty with them.
And it puts you in a very weak position.
Well, he might be doing the right thing then for himself.
Saddam Hussein, give him more credit than you give him, please. You don't give him very much credit, Russ.
Well, from what I understand, though, thanks to these defectors, his empire, his dictatorship, isn't hanging in there very well. I mean, he's getting defections, he's getting having a lot of problems with these sanctions that are put on right now,
And
and the
who's
oil
affected?
embargo. Well, the entire country. There's been, what, three or four political coup attempts since the war?
Well, what about what's her name in the Philippines?
Marcos?
How many coup attempts have she had? I've lost count.
She's still in power?
Yeah. How many coup attempts does she have?
Well, I counted five.
As opposed to three. He's doing pretty good, I think. He's not a very nice person, that he's more politically astute than your president is.
He's been in power longer.
Anyway, we're not here going to
I
sit
know,
here
I
and
know.
discuss the trivial happenings of a deranged, moronic dictatorship. Big words, huh?
Not bad. That dictionary about just helping, huh?
A dictionary? I don't need a dictionary. You need the dictionary to become more eloquent.
I got Reader's Digest.
Oh, the abridged version of the dictionary. Everything from butterfly to xylophone is missing.
Yeah, but I got my alphabet down.
I've got mine down in two languages.
Hey, what about the astral projection tape we're supposedly keep putting on the hold here?
Yeah, we'll put it on hold for another week.
Another week. Okay.
So, Tia, you're on Mars. Is that where you are right now?
Yeah.
Are you the race that the government is
No.
holding secret?
No, no,
No.
no, no, I'm not.
A whole different culture that they don't know about? Oh, good.
Yes, I have slightly pointed ears, and I'm descended from, come on, Joe, Joe. The bigger version. I have retractable fingernails, so watch it.
So, the race that the government has been holding secret, what are they all about? What are they doing?
I'm not clear to discuss it.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to talk to somebody higher up. I am just a humble
I have a question. There seems to be this, I can't remember the name of what they call them, but the entities that are seem to be running around on the planet, visiting people, the ones with the slanted eyes, so to speak.
Oh, the little round guys with grey skin.
What do they call them?
I'm just calling the gray guys.
No, there's a they have a name. Anyway, quite a few people in the Mendocino area have been getting involved with them. And still to this very day, I've never been able to really depict it whether they're a positive vibration or a negative vibration.
They're third dimensional entities.
They're third dimensional entities that just happen to be visiting our
Yeah.
planet.
They're just like you are. You or that poor excuse for a male there.
Well,
I put up with this through just
what's their,
love.
what is their purpose in their sudden interest as far as becoming so personal with so many people?
Fascination. Anthropology. Understanding by their own existence, your existence.
Okay, I can relate to that. So how come some of us have an affinity for them and some don't?
Past lives.
Past lives, look.
You're not just bound to one planet.
Oh, I realize that. Oh, I see. So some of them are really are descendants, relatives, so to speak.
Yes, in essence,
Okay.
yes.
Okay.
Well, the soul is co-inhabited, I suppose, the planet.
And, yeah, you could say that I'm related to you, to your species. I'm humanoid. Just because I have pointed ears and retractable fingernails and a little bump on my bottom, where my tail would have been. In all other respects, I look very human, don't I, Russ?
You look better than most humans I've seen.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Who?
You! You're buttering me up.
I am not. I'm
Don't
just.
you dare try buttering my paws. What do you want?
I'm really being complimentary. This is the thanks I get for being complimentary, so she can't take compliments.
So, Tia,
She's like, grief.
will I get to meet you?
You may see me floating around the house from time to time
Oh,
in
good.
the astral form. Which means that you might not see me, but you feel me.
Have I met you before?
Not that I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
Not recently, any. Recently, I've kind of spied.
You did?
Mm-hmm. But that's only over the last day or so. I'm just curious because, yeah, I like to protect my name.
Oh, no worry. I have a lot of integrity.
Mm-hmm. No, no, no.
No, I don't?
No, I'm saying no, no, no. I just like to know who's hanging around with.
Oh, make sure I have a good, clean mind.
Mm. That doesn't matter whether you have a good, clean mind or not.
Oh.
It's more along the lines of positive or negative.
Uh-huh.
I just have to be sure, regardless of what Russ says.
So what did you decide? Am I okay?
Yeah, you're a cool dude.
Oh, thank you.
High praise indeed.
So let's see, what can I ask you, Tia?
By the way, Linda here has got an allergy to cat.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. What I want to know is about that dude that keeps hanging around me that won't leave me alone. How does he... Do you have any ideas or any way that you can see what aspect of myself that he's courting to? Or my weaknesses, where he's getting to me?
There's probably a spirituality thing.
Spirituality?
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about a spiritual entity, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know how to drive them away, don't you? Tell him to go. Back off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked before.
And why isn't it working now?
Actually, because I... Now that you've made me realize I haven't told him to leave.
That's right. Tell him to go.
I think I will. Piss off you.
No, be nice about it. You have to be nice about it. No, no, not
that. No, you know what? It's really true because the last time that it happened, I had to get him go, that I got him to leave me alone, which was 13 years ago, was by having a lot of integrity.
Yes, you
have. I had to have compassion for him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of respect when I asked him to leave my space.
Yeah, but sometimes it is handy to have him around because he does protect you from time to time, does he not?
I'm not exactly sure that it's him that's protecting me. Mm-hmm. I know somebody
how
does.
How can he protect her if he's got her less than best interests apart?
Because he doesn't want his property to be damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, somebody does protect me.
Okay. We probably knew as protectors.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to put on the next person.
Okay.
Good old.
Bye.
She'll be back. She's very mistress.
Yeah, so let me crack bolt. Sorry. Greetings and felicitations, Mr. Hatfield.
Greetings
and felicitation, young lady.
Linda, like you meet Corton? Corton, of course.
Hi, Corton.
Greetings. Let us get this straight. Russ, who are you talking to?
It's not Corton.
Correct.
Ashton.
Correct. Let us proceed. You have questions.
Yes, I do. First off, we're looking at increasing our role in informing people of Hades Base and Ashtar Command.
Whose is this?
Marks. Shall I dispose of her?
She is fine for the time being.
All right. Basically, what we're going to do is bring Ashtar Command into what we've been doing and let people know, more or less, you know, the future that lies ahead of them, and you know, a little bit more preparedness would help in a long way. But I want to get an okay from you on whether or not this would be advisable at this time.
Discretion is always useful. It is necessary when spreading information not to tell the whole entire picture, due to the fact that sometimes this will put you at a disadvantage. If you word it in such a way, supposedly by saying that due to economic trends and social and economic activities, there is a high potential for civil unrest and disobedience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, some more aspects of some of our tapes we do, some can we show more of a lighthearted side of Hades Face then also? Or
yes, there is a lighthearted side.
Right, because oftentimes you hear when Ashtar, you know, command is represented in the print, it's always represented as this, you know, big military organization that, you know, passes out information in very cut and dried form.
It is sometimes necessary to do that due to the fact of ease of understanding and also due to certain entities that read your periodical publications.
But, you know, that's part of the truth. But the other truth is that there's a very, let's say, human side to Ashtar Command that isn't ever expressed.
That is something that sometimes is desirable not to mention due to the fact, again, of outside forces that would benefit from such knowledge.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, so
if you wish in your publication that you are proceeding on, it might be necessary to paint a less militaristic outlook, a more humoristic outlook.
Okay, that's kind of what I
agree.
Blend it gently.
Right, that's kind of what I want to go for, is where's my, you know, one extreme compared to the other sort of things.
Because how you would wear the, from one extreme to the other, I think it would be ill-advised to put down the activities that occur in the pyramid in the back accommodation of Mark. It also would be ill-advised to put down the tallies of certain pilot individuals for their companion alien encounters.
Okay, agreed. So beyond that, how about mentioning like the fact the kids?
Yes, there are children here. And yes, it would be nice to have that in publication, but again, it must be done carefully, that there are young individuals here for their protection. You would not want to give certain forces key information and then lose your offspring.
Good point. Okay. And going to the other extreme, to the more heavier side, mentioning, you know, of course, the fact that you do travel to the base every once in a while.
Correct.
And, you know, your role is, you know, watching over things going on.
Correct.
Okay. And so anything from that point on, and I'll clear that with Omal, and of course Carl will help me see your writing of that.
It would be nice to dispel the myth that I do not have a sense of humor. You may quote me on a joke.
Okay, you have one for me?
Not at this time, okay. But I have said them in the past.
Yeah, I'll go back to the tapes and track them down.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Mm-hmm. You.
Yes.
You. Wait till I get up there, darling.
Why? I warned you.
You said best behavior. With Cortana, I'm on my best behavior.
I took a risk even saying.
That's all right, darling.
With Ashtar, I took a big, big risk. I would have said it out loud otherwise.
So oh, you're getting moved. You'll be in a nice room.
No, we're not getting moved.
Oh, you're not getting moved now.
No.
What happened? I thought you...
I refuse. I do have not mind my own, you know.
Oh, I know. I wasn't sure if you'd actually ever, you know, take it that far.
Frank. Greetings, Russ.
Greetings, Amal. Actually, it was Amal, wasn't it?
Sure.
Oh, good. Well, do you remember Amal, don't you?
Greetings, Linda. It is a long time since we have communicated, is it not?
Yes.
And in those days, I did have an emotional link with my temporary host body, who did imbibe a little.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can be more articulate.
Oh, nice.
Instead of the occasional slur, which was not mine.
Mm-hmm.
I must clear that up.
Okay.
Oh, she was mentioning one time at the channeling session mm-hmm. where Roger came up afterwards and said that you should say what you mean. And she was trying to remember if that was after the channeling session or if you said that.
I think that was me. It is necessary to communicate eloquently. It is also necessary to say what you mean. Somebody else could take a pointer from that. Not yeah. you, Russ.
Oh, well, I could anyway.
Yes, you could also.
Oh, well, we're working on it.
Instead of dancing around the issues.
Right. I know that pretty good with Ashtar, though. I mean, this is...
Well, he keeps you on the straight and narrow, and he holds your mind with a pair of tweezers.
Well, that helps, too.
Yes, tweezers. You have to hold your delicate brain.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so we're not going to be dealing with you for a while, or...
Oh, I will be attending.
You will be going to the pyramid.
Yes.
Well, so you'll keep the festivities down to a low roar, then.
Sometimes it is entertaining.
I suppose. Tapes sure get weird, though.
Yes, Tia panting.
Okay, well, that'll be fun. Okay, Linda and I were mentioning earlier yesterday
mm-hmm.
Concerning Merlin energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she's been dealing with a lot on the underworld plane.
Mm-hmm.
Where we've put together that it's a sixth dimensional, higher consciousness form that we're dealing with.
I didn't say that.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
No.
You said we.
So.
Yes, we, that implies more than one person.
Okay. But anyway, that in combination with what we're working on now, would be a step up then.
What did I say just now to answer your question? The answer was no, it is not.
Oh, it's not a step up.
It is not a six-dimensional space. It is a third-dimensional spirit level for more in tune spirits.
Okay.
Entities that do exist and do have form on a spiritual level and beyond a spiritual level where they can assume physical form.
Exactly. That's how I see it.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mom. Excellent. Okay. And the rest of my notes here are on, I'm doing a little study on secret organizations working within our government
mm-hmm.
and working to control that same called the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is that I'm reading about it presents it as semi-fictional, but semi-non-fictional.
There is a truth in literature. You just have to know where to look, which is like some of your myths and legends. There is truth based in them.
Well, as we're speaking like so-called
Omar.
King Arthur.
Yes.
How do you, what is your perception of Jose Arguelles?
Be careful with him.
Be careful?
Yes. Things sometimes are not as they appear.
Yeah, because we're going to be working a little bit with Mayan energy coming up.
So, Omal, it seems that over the last 5 years, I've moved in and out of so many different areas. I've come to a place of non-focus at this point.
We did warn you.
You did?
Yes. If you remember in channeling sessions, we stressed the importance of focus.
Well, I did focus on each aspect, but I'm not focusing now. Is there a reason why I'm not focusing, or is it?
It is because you have focused on many things and have not focused continually on one thing.
I don't like to do that.
It is necessary sometimes. If you remember, we said that hard choices to focus on. Look at the hard choices and focus on them. She bears a similarity to Quartom's care. Apart from the age. Also like Quartom's care.
Well, it's the first time she'd been down yet, really, to spend time with us.
Yes. Okay.
So, what do you suggest or see is the focus in me being here with Mark and Russ at this time in my life?
It is necessary to learn information on all possibilities and to make a decision. It is necessary to look at what benefits you, what your abilities lie in. And thus communicate with the individual that has a knowledge in a particular field. Or has access to that field.
You were asking about what happened 5 years ago.
When I almost croaked?
Yeah.
No one knows why?
It was at that point that you started to lose your focus, was it not?
Oh, that's sort of a half-truth, because, totally, you're right, yes. Yes, I did, totally.
And the reason why you lost your focus and almost passed away?
Next question?
Yes. It is in there.
I guess the oddest aspect of the whole thing was that the day that Russ and I left Sedona and headed back towards California, that in particular day, I could feel myself driving towards an energy that was not positive. I could feel there was a part of me that didn't want to go back. And
it was a fear of what was unknown, a fear of something that you had experienced in the past that was negative, that you wished not to confront again.
Yes, exactly. I didn't feel like driving back into what I'd left.
But sometimes it is necessary to face one's fears. And by facing one's fears and being tested to the limit, one can come back stronger.
True.
But coming back stronger does take time, and it is necessary to focus on particular strengths that you have.
What would you call one of my particular strengths?
You know very well what your strengths are.
to have so many.
What is your strongest? Yes, that is a good one. Healing.
Empathy and the power of thought, I'd say.
Right. But your healing's strength is even stronger than those. But you keep them bottled up because you're not sure.
True. A little lazy, probably, too, really.
That is the nature of your species. And the easy path. But sometimes the easy path is not the path to walk, then.
Mm-hmm.
Because it may appear easy and not too challenging, you progress very slowly. Whereas if something is challenging, take, for example, riding a two-wheeled object.
Mm-hmm.
At first it is hard, and then it becomes easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you progress on to climbing up hills and riding down steep and narrow paths. And you become very strong, and physically you become more endurable.
True. Don't you think that I sort of have my attitude is a little
lackadaisy?
No, impatient. More impatient in reference to my healing. It's sort of after 15 years, you just sort of, I've gained an attitude where I just want to know the answer that I can create. It just be an instant where...
But you do not learn from that. It is necessary to remember that knowledge is to be looked for. It is mm-hmm. like looking for personal well. So how do you achieve that?
So each healing is a knowledge experience. It's a Correct. Learning experience.
Correct. Next question, please.
Are we destined to repeat our failures?
If you do not learn from them, you will.
What about with me and Mark in our past life? That was a failure.
Have you learned from them?
Well, I think we're learning now.
Do you still get hostile towards each other? Do you still try to fight each other's pranks and serve them up to each other?
No, we definitely don't do that anymore.
But your competitiveness.
Yes, well, that's...
That is very necessary.
Right, I agree. That's the lesson we're learning in that respect.
Yes. The competitive nature that you have, who is the better skier? Who is the better sailor? Who is the better computerized pilot?
True.
Another learning experience.
Correct. That the competitive nature is very healthy.
Okay.
And who is the better sailor?
we're sort of, right now I'm the better skier.
Mark, yes, but you do have an advantage.
Yes, Mark doesn't have the need for it.
But when he wishes to, he can ski circles around you.
Correct.
But unfortunately, he pays the price.
Right.
Which is another learning lesson.
So, Omar, there I have a question for you right there. Mm-hmm. Talking about Mark's knees, for example. If he's been laying under this pyramid for such a long time, as I know he has, then his meridians must be really well open and endowed and full with lots of light energy. So it's hard for me to conceive why his knees are weak.
Due to several factors. One is of damage that was inflicted by a projectile object. Another due to the fact of his dimension jumps is uh-huh. for the period of time that he is not in his body does not rejuvenate itself or heal itself at a very normal speed. And I say very normal, as everybody's bodies heal at the same rate all the time. You cut yourself, it takes 3 days to heal. For 16 hours out of each day, instead of taking 3 days to heal, or 16 hours worth of healing, that does not happen. For each day of 8 hours that Mark is holding his body heals. And it does not heal at the speed that would be normal, due to the fact that when you rest, your healing processes speed up, and when you're active, they slow down. When Mark rejoins his body, he is already active, so his healing process is already slow, so that it slows down until he rests. Unfortunately, when he rests, he astral travels.
So he never really rests.
That is correct. So therefore, his healing process is drawn out over a much longer time, and in that time, more damage is done.
So those things are degenerating.
But it is part of the hereditary illness he suffers from.
Is there anything I can do for him?
Unfortunately for the hereditary illness, no. It is something that he must cope with and learn from.
Oh, I have no more.
No more questions?
It's so good to see you again, Mom.
Yes, it is. And remember what I said. It is important.
To receive and see things as a lesson.
Correct.
And focus.
Focus, yes. Select on what you wish to focus for. You have a healer. You have an astral traveler. Both have other abilities. Russ? Your abilities, manifestation, if you remember.
Manifestation, coercion, life coercion.
Hold out your hand. Do it for me. One penny, please.
One penny coming up.
Live long, prosper, and I'll be back. My penny, please.
Wait, let me take my pocket. Farewell, Lamar.
We'll be back.
Thank you. Okay. So, Lamar's going to keep you in line, huh?
Keep me in line? That's paid sad.
Well, that's good.
Yes, the natives were restless tonight, weren't they?
No.
And also, can I ask a question?
Yeah, far away.
Can you tell me who's on trial down in Los Angeles?
OJ? Or the Menendez?
That's who I thought it was. I thought it was OJ, but it seems to me that it's some police officer, Mark Fairman.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
He's on trial.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, as a matter of fact. Because of the fact that this isn't just a trial on Mark Fairman, but a trial on the racism of the LA Police Department, which has been issued for many, 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 many years.
I thought it was a trial of some of the murdering two individuals.
Yeah, I know. Well, oftentimes things lose their focus.
Yes, I think this has tremendously.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Greetings and felicitations for us.
Greetings, Cortana.
And how are you functioning?
Functioning very well, actually.
Greetings, Linda. And how are you functioning?
Better today, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. This has been one weird night. I'm sorry.
That is quite all right.
I'm shifting gears right and left here.
Yes, I believe she does that for her entertainment.
I think she does, too. Tia. She's in charge of putting on whoever she wants to. The order that she wants to. It is a little bit disoriented sometimes.
Yes, her sense of humor pleases her.
I'm sure she's rolling in the corner right now.
No, she is purring.
Okay. Alrighty. Questions I have concern first off is communication. And that is regarding speaking from the heart. bringing my conversations and using it from not just my mind, but further down.
Here is a trick.
Okay.
When you address an individual, address Linda, please, and do what I tell you to do.
Okay.
Look at her directly in the eyes, smile, and say hello.
Hello.
And what is Linda's response?
She's kind of looking at me.
Yes, but how is her facial features?
Kind of like the Mona Lisa.
I'm smiling back at you and looking you in the eyes.
Yeah, okay.
Right, right.
Well, the Mona Lisa smile, too.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Enigmatic, I believe.